Kevin and Company, 102.5, 106.3, the game, streaming live on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, and Facebook Live. Live from the Spring Hill Heating and Cooling Studios, Super Bowl 58 Radio Row here in Vegas. And our coverage, as always, is presented by the Nashville Sheriff. The Nashville Sheriff is hiring correctional officers. Call 615-862-8170 or email kirk.hopkins@nashvillesheriff.gov. Can I just say this for the record? Because we're going to talk about the, you know, what Rand Carthon said on the Titans podcast here in a second. But I really just want to say, for, you know, people were texting in about that interview with Warren Moon, saying, you know, Jared, great interview, great job. Let me say this. That was Warren. Like, it was, you know, Warren Moon's a Hall of Famer, and he was a great quarterback. But just listening to Warren talk about Will Levis, and listening to him talk about how much respect he has for Amy Adams Strunk and what he said about Derrick Henry. Like, I don't know about you guys, but it got me excited when Warren Moon says, you know, I'd really like to see Derrick Henry stay with the Titans. And I feel like the Titans can use Derrick Henry and Derrick should. I'm like, you know what, Warren? You're right. You are right, Warren Moon. And then it gets me excited that maybe Derrick Henry might come back. But again, great stuff there with Warren Moon here on the program, who is kind of, it feels like Warren Moon is now the spokesperson or the representative of the Houston Oilers days. Eddie George feels like the representative of the first era Titans. And I think Derrick Henry is probably going to be the representative that we think of this second era Titans. And so it was cool to sit down with Warren. So the Titans dropped a podcast yesterday, the official Titans podcast, where they sat down with Rand Carthon for 46 minutes. And I sat there, Ian, did I not text you yesterday? And did I not say, I really don't want to listen to this and then get mad about something? But it's my job and I got to listen to this stuff one way or another.
Suck it up.
So I knew in there that they were probably going to talk about the offseason. But what I made sure that I did, because every time I talk about Rand Carthon, everybody gets mad at me. And I'm tired of everybody being mad at me, which is something that over the years, no matter how many things I've pissed on, no matter how much people get angry, it's never really seemed to bother me as much as it's like this. Just every time I say anything, it's like, oh, Jared, you're so wrong. You're such a hater. It just drives me crazy. So I went into this with an open mind saying, hey, are there going to be some things in here, like some nuggets that I listen to, and I'm like, okay, I feel good about this, or I feel bad about that, and then really think about why. But then when I listened to it at the beginning, they talked about Rand Carthon not going to the Senior Bowl, and I was just so almost, I don't know if disappointed is the right word, but when I found out last week that he didn't go to the Senior Bowl, I said on air that, hey, I don't like it, you know, and I know that I'm sure there's, you know, an explanation in there somewhere, and people kept having their own, and it wasn't like Rand did a press conference to where he could have told us why, so this would be the closest thing a week later, but I said I didn't like it. I didn't go crazy about it. I didn't yell about it. I didn't scream about it. You know when I yell, you know when I scream. I wouldn't do any of that, but I didn't like it. And then people got mad, and then it became a thing, and so they spent like 10 minutes of this 40-minute podcast talking about why he didn't go to the Senior Bowl. And it all boils down to this kind of claim that it was more important for him to be in Nashville handling the coaching search with Brian Callahan. Here's what Rand Carthon said on the official Titans podcast.
Why was it more important for Rand Carthon and Brian Callahan to be in Nashville last week rather than be in Mobile at the Senior Bowl?
Because we're still building the staff. You know, which is first and foremost, which is really important. You know, our job as scouts is to go out and find the players and help set the table. But it's also we need to have a direction, you know, and what we want those players to look like, what type of schemes we want to run. And the only way we're able to do that is if we have coaches. And so I felt it was important for me to dedicate myself to Brian and be here and help him in any way possible. And the cool thing was he felt it was important for every coach that we may want to hire on the staff for me to get a chance to meet them, ask my questions for them to see if they're a culture fit for what we're trying to build here.
Okay. And I think a lot of people probably heard that and they said, great, like, you know, great, you know, this is, yes, we needed a coaching staff, Jared. And all I'll say to that is I disagree. Like, I disagree with the concept of I can send my lieutenants and my scouts out to the Senior Bowl, and they can handle the Senior Bowl, and I will focus on the coaching staff with the head coach. And here's why I disagree. And again, it's not like that explanation is bullcrap, right? It's not like I think he's lying about that. I don't think he's lying. I think he's lied before, like when he lied about Bud Dupree, but I don't think he's lying here. I think he's telling the truth, that it was like, you know what, I'll stay back and I'll help with the coaching search, and you know, you guys go out to the Senior Bowl. I disagree, because I think players are more important than coaches. That's why. It boils down to, I think that finding the best players for the Tennessee Titans, I think it's more important than finding the best coaches. And I'll give you guys an example. What did you guys think of Mike Mularkey and Terry Robiskie and that entire coaching staff that you hated? That's what I thought. And yet they got to the divisional round of the playoffs. Then they brought in a coach you liked in Mike Vrabel, and they went 9-7, and then 9-7 into the AFC title game. Players are more important than coaches. And the Senior Bowl is a very big and limited resource for organizations to use to be able to decide which players they want and which players they like. And while there are other resources to be able to decide what players you like, this is a pretty big one. Again, this is hands-on time. In fact, during that same podcast, I heard Rand talk about how, you know, oh, we'll be there next year, and it's important to be able to get to know the person and get to know the player and get to think about this. What's more important, your outside linebacker coach or your third-round draft choice? I think we all know the answer. It's the third-round draft choice. So time will tell if the Titans were right to do what they did. And Rand Carthon is the one who's going to have to live with the consequences of this, because every pick they make, his name is on. And there is no, oh, that was Mike Vrabel's decision to draft that player. There is none of that this year, and everybody knows that. So the risk he's taking is saying, hey, I am going to put John Robinson scouts along with Anthony Robinson and Chad Brinker in charge of analyzing this resource that the NFL offers to all 32 clubs to be able to evaluate the next wave of players. Albeit, I don't think it's the best players. I think it's kind of the second best players, but third, fourth, fifth round picks, you know, those do end up mattering, like Puka Nacua. And they said, Rand Carthon said, I'm more worried about, you know, making sure that the culture fit is right with the coaching staff than I am making sure about the players. And the other reason I disagree with that is because if we're going to talk about what's more important to delegate, the discovery process of the players as opposed to analyzing the coaching staff and whether or not guys will be culture fits. And if I'm delegating, I'd rather delegate the coaching staff to Brian Callahan and me be more hands-on with my scouts about kind of what our mission is going to be this year, and looking at the players, seeing for myself their work habits, talking to them myself, and getting the information. Because, again, regardless of what my area scout tells me, when it comes to us in the third round with a pick we got to make, and everybody say, I think he's a good kid, and I might trust that area scout. But again, is it the same as you feeling in your heart that you know that that's a good kid? And so it's not the end of the world. And I wasn't mad about it last week. I got mad about people saying that, oh, you're making a big deal about this year. I didn't make a big deal. I just said, look, I just didn't like it. And we had no explanation because Rand Carthon doesn't do press conferences anymore. And so it's like, okay, you know, why did it happen? Okay, you sit down. Why did you not go? Coaching staff. Okay, that's his reason. I disagree with it. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. A lot of people want to weigh in on this. Boy, Chris Sanders, Ian, Chris Sanders was mad today about this.
Yeah, he was.
He was mad.
At you.
But here's what bothered me about you know, and again, I love Chris with all my heart, but Chris was talking about how he had gone through the process, right? Like, oh, I've been to the Senior Bowl. I've played in the Senior Bowl. I know what that – the guy who hired Rand into personnel in Atlanta came on our show yesterday, what he had to say about it. And again, that's kind of another eye-opener to me of like, you know, is this idea of the GM not doing that, is that really a good idea? We'll hit that next with your phone. Stillman & Company. FanDuel Sportsbook is my official sportsbook app. That's right. If you're like me, Super Bowl Sunday will be all about scoring the best seat on the couch, grabbing football snacks, and placing those bets. That's right. Again, my favorite is the national anthem. Always pick the over, because whoever's singing it is going. Do we even know who's singing it? I think we do. I just don't. I don't keep up with that stuff. But whoever's singing it, I'm sure that they will be singing it, and they will want their TV time, and they will take as long as they can. Plus, I think anybody like Chris Sanders who's taking San Francisco's crazy, I'm not betting against Mahomes. FanDuel has so many ways for you to end the season with a W or two or three. Not only can you bet on who will win Super Bowl 58, but FanDuel also has bets for which players will score a touchdown, how many points will be scored, and so much more. And new customers join today, and you'll get $200 in bonus bets if your first bet of $5 or more wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/JGM to sign up. That's FanDuel.com/JGM, and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and older and present in Tennessee. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
Look, I'm a big believer in sniffing the proverbial armpits, because you need to be up close and see these guys move around. So I understand that. However, there is more of what you're talking about, Rand's decision to do that in this newer wave of general managers, right? He was with Les Snead. Les Snead always did that. I don't even think Les Snead went to the combine. Mm-hmm. There's ability to see it on you know, television, et cetera, et cetera. So everyone has a different idea of how they want to utilize their time most effectively. And to be honest with you, sometimes you go down to the Senior Bowl and you're like, man, there's a lot of time in between. And am I really doing what I need to do? I had to do a ton of work, you know, in my own room in between there. We were doing deals. There was a lot going on, and mm-hmm. I would pop over and watch the practice and then come back to my room. You can argue both sides. Is it the best use of your time to be a GM there or not?
So what do you think?
I like it personally. Okay. I want to be there. I want to be there. I don't want to be there all the way through. I would usually go for 2 or 3 days, you know, the beginning of the week, and make sure I got a feel for everyone. I saw everyone, and then I went back and watched the video. I needed to see them live.
There you go. That was Thomas Dimitrov on our show yesterday. Former GM of the Falcons, hired Rand into personnel, and I love it. You know, here's this whole like breakdown. You know, GMs, they don't go as much anymore, and they, you know, there's so much time in between, and there's this and this, da, 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 you know, it's not that big of a deal. What do you think? Oh, I'd go. By the way, I saw Thomas this morning, Ian. We were chatting for a while. He is a nice freaking guy.
Seems like it, yeah.
And he wants us to give Rand a second chance.
Yes, he does. Especially you. Mostly you.
Well, you know, here's what I want to say, and I want this to be out there before I get to your phones. I am open to being wrong. Not only am I open to being wrong, I hope that I am wrong. I'm just not going to assume that I am wrong, because it is convenient for me to assume that I'm wrong, because quite frankly, I want the Titans in this game. I want the Titans in this game next year. I mean, you never know what's going to happen in the future, but I'm planning on going to New Orleans next year for this. And I want the Titans in this game. Is it likely that the Titans will be here? You know the answer to that. But, I mean, I want them to be here. And the only way that they're going to be here anytime soon is if Rand does a good job. But I am not going to assume when I see missteps. Just like I look at Adam Peters. And I think this is about San Francisco as much as anything else. That Adam Peters gets the job in Washington and immediately bungles the coaching search. It's like, dude, you've been living under a rock? You can't put all your eggs in a basket if you're not ready to hatch the eggs, I think. Let's go to your phones, as promised, 615-737-1025. Mike from Nashville says, if Rand was in Mobile, you would have said, Rand is down there and he needs to be up here getting the coaching staff in order. Not true. Because, again, and I think coaches are important. And I think a head coach's ability to hire assistant coaches is very important. It's one of the things I really like about Brian Callahan as compared to Mike Vrabel is that Mike Vrabel didn't have a lot of experience in the NFL. So when he got a head coaching job, it's not his fault that he got a head coaching job so early, but when he got a head coaching job, it was like, well, I don't really know a lot of people, so I'm going to have to hire with the limited amount of people that I know. Whereas Brian Callahan's been around, so the assumption is that he would know more people. But again, I still think that players are more important than coaches. And I will forever think that. And it goes back to, you know, I always bring up the right tackle story, or I always tell, you know, talk about the drafting a guard in the top 10. You know, there are certain things that that old man said to me that just stick with me. And I remember one day during Ask the GM, somebody called in and asked him the question, what would he rather have, the best scouting staff or the best coaching staff? And he said he'd rather have the best scouting staff. And that has always stood out to me. So the players are always more important to me than the coaches. I mean, Barry Switzer won a Super Bowl. Like, the players are always more important. Texter says, chill out, Jared. As Chris Sanders said, there are multiple opportunities to look at the players before the draft. However, there is only one opportunity to participate the initial hiring of a coaching staff. In my opinion, he chose the right priority in this unique situation with a new first-time head coach, and he will be in Mobile next year. It was odd, like, how much they talked about, oh, yeah, next year we'll be there. Next year will matter. Next year, I mean, like, have you learned with this ownership that if you don't do well this year, there might not be a next year? This time last year, if I had sat you down and I had said, I just want you to know something. 1 year from now, Jared, you'll be in Las Vegas. I would have said, of course. And 1 year from now, Mike Vrabel will not be the coach of the Titans. I would have said, what? No. So let's not start planning ahead to next year. Because that's not how the NFL works. It's like Chad Brinker talking about how the analytics department is a startup. And, you know, in 3 years, it'll be way different than it is now. I'm like, 3 years? Like, what are you, 3 years? You think you got Jerry Stackhouse's job security talking about 3 years? Well, I mean, come on now. No guarantee of 3 years. You better get the, if analytics are going to matter around here, you better get the analytics up and you better get them up now and they better work because you don't have 3 years. And I don't know about you guys. I'm not doing 3 years of losing. Texture says, how do you not know that Reba is singing the national anthem? Also, if I was betting, I'd take the under. She will sing and get out of there. Reba! Can I tell you something? I'm not a big old country music fan. So, like, Reba, Dolly Parton, all the kind of, like, the old school country singers, George Jones and Hank Williams Sr. and Hank Williams Jr. And I'm not a big old school country music guy. I will say one thing, though. R.I.P. to Toby Keith. That was sad news yesterday. But good for Reba. Texter says, see, this is what drives me crazy. Somebody says, so if the Titans don't draft all superstar rookies this year, it'll be because Rand wasn't at the Senior Bowl. I didn't say that. Everybody just wants me to be so extreme all the time. It's like they want me to say it's the best decision. It's the worst decision. And I don't think it's the worst decision. And I don't think going, I mean, I do think going would have been the best decision. But I... It's not that big of a deal. I just disagree. That's okay. What will be told in time is whether or not they draft any good players. But there are steps along the way that gives us an idea that, you know, hey, this is going to work out or this isn't going to work out. And I've seen too many things around here that make me fear that this is not going to work out. And I don't want that to happen because let's just say this. I want Will Levis. I said this before Will Levis took a snap for the Tennessee Titans. When Justin Herbert signed that $250 gajillion deal last year, I said, I want the Titans to give Will Levis that contract. Because if the Titans end up giving Will Levis a franchise quarterback contract, it will mean that the long search for a franchise quarterback post Steve McNair is over. That's what I want. It's over and you got a quarterback, and it's like Coach Billick said, you can't win in today's game without that guy. And so if you give Levis that contract, you've got that guy. Well, if you fire the general manager after Levis has a second year, that means you didn't do well in your second year. That new general manager is probably going to go get another quarterback. Just like how the New England Patriots are probably going to go get another quarterback, even though they're the ones. Now, I don't know if Mac Jones would have ever been good or not, but they ruined him. Any chance he would have had, they screwed it up. And I don't want the Titans to be in that situation because, again, all I want is for us to be right here on Radio Row one day and for this giant banner in front of me that's got Brock Purdy and Deebo Samuel and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce to have Will Levis and who would be the second player, Ian, in this fictitious Titans make the Super Bowl? It would be great scenario. I got it. Skoronski. That'd be the second guy. And then all you guys can get on me. But I'll be happy because my team's in the Super Bowl. 615-737-1025. So Fitz was supposed to join us here at 4:30, but Charles Robinson, for some reason, keeps delaying their taping, so I don't know. He's supposed to be off there at 4:30, and then Charles Robinson, their podcast, I don't know. So he may be here with us. He may not be. There is something that I do want to get to that I feel like me and Brian Callahan are alone on. So if we don't have Fitz, we'll get to that. If not, we'll have Fitz. And, of course, more of your phones at 615-737-1025 if you want to weigh in here on the program. Again, that's 615-737-1025, live from Radio Row, twice daily. That's right. They have your chance to win a dream trip to Italy. And after my luck at the blackjack table last night, I may need Twice Daily's help if I ever want to go to Italy. That's right. It is easy. All you have to do is join the Twice Daily Rewards Program to purchase a made-to-order Italian sub. And you'll be entered in the Twice Daily Sweepstakes to win an Italian trip of a lifetime. Every sub purchase is a chance to win. So you can place an Italian sub mobile order as well, and you get double the entries. Visit Twice Daily today for a chance to win a dream trip to experience the breathtaking beauty and rich history of Italy. And again, download the Twice Daily app and join the rewards program. You'll save money with every single visit, especially if you're somebody like me and you are always stopping in at a Twice Daily. That's right. Go to twicedaily.com/sweepstakes for more info. Twice Daily, fresh all day. You're the quarterback. What do you want more? The dynamic star receiver or the left tackle for 10 years you stick out there and never have to worry about?
I'll take the left tackle.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, that's a critical position. If you can find a great one and develop him and not have to worry about your blind side every time you drop back five steps or seven steps, I think that's really important. I think that the foundation of a good offensive line is that left tackle. You know, a guy that is your most athletic, your best pass protector, and I think that would be a great place to start. I think there's other ways to attack the wide receiver position. I mean, losing A.J. Brown was critical. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was just you give away your best player, you know, and he goes and is having great success in Philadelphia. I don't want to criticize what's happened in the past, but I think those are positions of need. But I think I'd start with the left tackle.
Rich Gannon on our show yesterday. And let me just say this. I was surprised, right? Because I sat down with Brian Callahan. I took one of these personality tests years ago. Like the 16 personalities, is that one of them? I think it is. I took one of these personality tests years ago. And it talked about like what my personality is and, you know, it said that I was a natural debater. And when I hear everybody on Twitter in Titanland just talk about, we need Joe Alt. I don't want to hear anything but Joe Alt at left tackle. Joe Alt, Joe Alt, Joe Alt. I just play a little devil's advocate of saying, hey, man, you had Roma Dunze out there and he was the man. Or if you had Brock Bowers out there and he was the man. Or if you had Marvin Jr. or Malik Nabers. You know I love Malik Nabers. If you're able to draft one of those guys and put him out there, like, you got a superstar receiver, you can do what the Chiefs do, go get Donovan Smith to go play left tackle. And you can live. And so then when I sat down with Brian Callahan and I asked him about the Chase Sewell thing, and he was like, I was on the side of Ja'Marr Chase because I believe in the premium touchdown scorer over the non-touchdown scorer. I thought, yes, finally, somebody in the, you know, the seat right here of sanity with me, Jared Stillman. And we've been here. And we asked Rich Gannon, quarterback, and Rich Gannon says, give me the left tackle. An hour ago, we asked Warren Moon, Hall of Fame quarterback. He said, give me the left tackle. Yesterday, we asked Solomon Wilcots in Cincinnati. Solly is a Cincy guy. And he said, give me. And so I'm figuring he's going to say, oh, yeah, you got to go get a Ja'Marr Chase. He said, give me the tackle. So I'm starting to think, Ian, that I'm the only guy out here, me and Brian Callahan, and I am assuming how Brian Callahan feels.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I think we're the only two guys out here that are like, give me the receiver me the tackle.
It's starting to feel that way. Yeah.
I mean, that's not a good place to be in. I mean, I want my opinions confirmed.
Being on the same side as the head coach is good.
Well, yeah. I guess there is that. But I want my opinions confirmed. I want them affirmed. I don't want them challenged. And so then when I see a guy like Rich Gannon say that, I'm like, maybe these quarterbacks. And I'm thinking about, again, because I asked the question to Warren Moon about how, like, if you're in Levis's shoes and it's draft me the left tackle or draft me the wide receiver, which one do you want? And again, like a guy like Gannon or Warren, they have the experience that Levis doesn't have to know, hey, I've played behind bad lines, and I've played behind good lines, and I've played with Jerry Rice and Tim Brown, and I've played in the run and shoot, and I've played with great players. And they both were like, give me the tackle. And I almost wonder if it's because the quarterback has nothing to do with the tackle. Like, the quarterback says hike, and he may, you know, set the protections, but the tackle's the one who's got to block Lawrence Taylor, right? Like, the tackle's the one. I mean, Rich was talking to me yesterday off the air about Javon Kearse and about how he got to the line of scrimmage and was like, all right, where's Javon Kearse? By the way, Javon is going to join us, I think, tomorrow on the program. But it was like, okay, where's Javon? It's like, okay, Javon's over there. All right, let me stay away from him. Where at receiver, I think maybe, and again, I've never played quarterback, so I have no idea about this. I could be talking out of my ass right now. But at quarterback, I do wonder if it's like, hey, I can throw this guy open, or I can get the ball to a decent enough receiver. I don't have to have A.J. Brown. I'd like to have A.J. Brown, but I don't have to have A.J. Brown. Or I can get a good player, but I got to be protected. And the one thing that I am starting to lead up on a little bit is that while the Bengals got to the Super Bowl with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase as their quarterback and receiver, the argument can be made that they lost that Super Bowl because they couldn't protect, and that Burrow has been hurt 2 out of the 4 years he's been in the NFL.
They all keep talking about longevity, you know, making them keeps them in the game, keeps them upright, yep, feeling better, making it through the whole season, like that kind of stuff. So,
you know, last night I've got this theory that, you know, it's like a kind of a football guru kind of thing, or I would say guru is probably not the right word, but like a historical football thing that I get really into. Like I will always talk to the Titans PR director, Robbie Bourne, about this stuff, about like these like historical football things. And one of them is at the 2019 Super Bowl, they unveiled the top 100, right? And I think there were 10 quarterbacks. And I always take Sammy Baugh and Otto Graham out of it because I'm too young, you know, for the leather helmet stuff. But then after that, it was Staubach and Montana and Marino and Elway and Brady and Manning and Favre. And I don't think I left anybody out. And I'm like, if we redid it today, and that was 4 years ago, if we redid it today, I'm thinking we have to kick Favre out and kick Marino out and put Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers in. And so the reason that I bring all that up, you know, is because the guy that I used to work for who owns the Kansas City station, we were talking last night about this, about, you know, who to kick out and who to put in. And he was talking about like where Manning ranks on that list, and he put John Elway like number three behind Brady and Mahomes. And he was like, just because I've just seen John Elway kill this team so many times. And I was talking about how like I feel like Joe Burrow is the only other guy in the game today who has the potential to be as good as those other players. And then in my head, I'm like, but Joe Burrow does get hurt all the time. And I know a torn ACL is a torn ACL, but I don't think that was a non-contact torn ACL. I think that was a his knee got screwed up because they couldn't protect him ACL. And then I also think about the fact that if Ryan Tannehill doesn't just gift wrap the Bengals three interceptions in that game, then he gets sacked nine times. It doesn't matter that Ja'Marr Chase is on his team. They lose. And so that Super Bowl run, Now, again, we can always play the if this had happened or if they had another quarter or whatever. We can always do that. But I don't know. I just maybe I'm starting to get talked into the tackle. Like I'm thinking that might be a real possibility here. And this should be something that if it's like, hey, let's just take the resources, right? Get the tackle. You've got the left guard. Get the center. Pay for a right guard. Pay for a right tackle or draft another tackle or Bill Callahan makes Dylan Raidens a starting right tackle. Whatever. Say that happens and then we don't have to worry about the offensive line. Then can the Titans in future years say, all right, now we're at a spot where we can go out and use the draft picks to go trade for an emerging star receiver. And that's, I guess, kind of how I think about it. 615-737-1025 is our phone number if you want to weigh in, 615-737-1025. We will get to some of your phones here on the program. You know we're not missing Jared versus Joe just because we're at the Super Bowl. Like, I want everybody to know that we will absolutely have a Jared versus Joe showdown today, as we always do. 615-737-1025 on our program if you want to weigh in here today. And again, we are live out at Radio Row at Super Bowl 58, presented by Nashville Sheriff. Tune into the Chase and Big Joe show tomorrow morning between 9 and 11 a.m. for details on how you can win a pair of tickets to see Def Leppard and Journey with the Steve Miller Band at Nissan Stadium. Stillman and Company, 1025, 1063 The Game. Do you think if the Titans are in that spot where there's an elite receiver available and an elite tackle that they need to take the tackle or they need to take the receiver? Because the line's been a mess.
It's hard. And I'll tell you this. I think either way, as long as they prove to be what we think they're going to be, I think you've made the right decision. And here's what I say. Ja'Marr Chase, obviously we love him in Cincinnati. Mm-hmm. I would not have done anything differently. But had you taken Penei Sewell, look at how far he's helped change their organization, right? Mm-hmm. We always say touchdowns follow blocking, not the other way around.
And I think we've learned that in Nashville.
You got to have – and if you get three guys on that offensive line who are first-round picks, you're going to be really good. You're going to score a lot of touchdowns. I still can look at this. In the Super Bowl, they're playing the Rams. Joe Burrow is ready to hit Ja'Marr Chase. He's about to beat Jalen Ramsey. Bam, he goes down. Mm-hmm. Game over. They still need the tackle. As we sit here today, they still need that player. Joe Burrow has been sacked, hit more than any other quarterback in the NFL. So whatever we can talk about all the touchdowns that Ja'Marr Chase, he is a star. But what has it done to help with the longevity of Joe Burrow? Not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. What has it done to help win a championship? This close, but you didn't win it. So the argument still remains. I don't think they made the wrong pick by taking Ja'Marr Chase. But I could tell you Bill Callahan, the father, is going to be in there. Look, we need to shore up this offensive line. I don't care who we get at wide receiver.
There you go. That was Solomon Wilcox. And I, again, you know, Cincinnati guy. He's like, go with the tackle. Warren Moon, go with the tackle. Even elite wide receiver, elite tackle, go with the tackle. And let me say this, as much as we talk about Cincinnati and how they got Ja'Marr Chase, and that's great, in that same draft, Detroit got Sewell, who, as Field Yates said earlier today, might be the best player on their team, might be the best tackle in the NFL. And they did draft Amon-Ra St. Brown later in that draft. And Field was talking about how it feels very comfortable that if the Titans use their second rounder on a receiver, they can get a good receiver, whereas they may not be able to get a good tackle in the second round. They may have to trade back in the first if they want to get a good day one starting tackle. So keep that in mind. Phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com at 615-737-1025 here on the program. Donovan says, Jared versus Joe is my favorite radio every week. Good. That's coming up next. Texter says, does the tackle at 7 have to be an immediate Pro Bowler like the guard at 11? I'm not getting the sense that these top guys are at that level. I think immediate Pro Bowler, no. Better than Taylor Lewan was his first 2 years, yes. Like, Taylor Lewan, his first year was kind of like a swing tackle early on, and then he got put in there because they had Michael Roos and Michael Lohr at the two tackle spots. The second year, Lewan was the left tackle, but he wasn't very good. Like, remember the Jacksonville game where they didn't run up the field and Derek came on the air and just ripped him a new one, and Lewan even said that it hurt his feelings. And, I mean, there was a lot of talk with the Titans with that number one pick and Laremy Tunsil looking like the number one player on the board. There was a lot of talk about, do you draft this tackle and then move Lewan to right tackle? Do you draft this tackle and trade Lewan? Like, what do you do? And so it wasn't until year three when Lewan really, you know, started to pop as a starting tackle. That being said, Lewan those first 2 years had Bob Bolstad. That's it. Bob Bolstad was his offensive line coach. And then they got Russ Grimm, who was a good offensive line coach. And with Russ Grimm, that helped Lewan pop. And now you got Bill Callahan. You need, if you're going to take a left tackle high in a draft, he needs to be the first year a starting tackle, good starting tackle, and then after that needs to start looking at the Pro Bowl. But I'm not, and I have no idea if Joe Alt is Jonathan Ogden or not. But I'm not saying that with that 7th pick he needs to be Jonathan Ogden. With the 11th pick on a guard, he needs to be Bruce Matthews. Jared from Spring Hill says, Bowers or Trey? Jared from Spring Hill loves Bowers. He loves Bowers as much as Bowers likes the Titans. Craig says, I usually agree with you, but as much as we complained about the offensive line last year and how bad they were, it wouldn't have mattered if the Titans had a prime Jerry Rice. Well, was the Titans' offensive line last year as bad as the Bengals' offensive line? Or I shouldn't say as bad. It probably was as bad. Was it worse than the Bengals' offensive line a couple years ago that they got to the Super Bowl with? Probably. Texture says, sign Tyron Smith in free agency and sign Mike Evans. Get the best wide receiver in the draft because it is a league of mismatches. You know, Baker was walking around here earlier today, but it is pretty fascinating as to what's going to happen in Tampa Bay as far as Baker and his contract. Because if they don't get a deal done, then they have to franchise Baker. If they franchise Baker, that means they can't franchise Mike Evans. If Mike Evans hits free agency, will there be a team that will Christian Kirk him, where they will pay him so much money that he will have to go to that team? That's the question. Like, he'll have to go to that team. One texter says, take a poll of all the front office people at the Super Bowl. Did your GM go to the Senior Bowl? We need a baseline. If 30 of them went, then we know we have a problem. If 15 of them went, then it may not be a problem when it comes to the Rand Carthon at the Senior Bowl. So those people I don't think are here. And if they are here, they're not running in the same place as I am. They're going to much, much more important and nicer places. I don't think they go. But, I mean, there were enough GMs there to have one of them tell Diana Russini that Vrabel is too big to be a head coach, which is also still, I mean, I think that's the stupidest thing I've heard this week. And I mean, I think that's so stupid that she would write that. I said to somebody last night, Ian, if I came on the air and I said, I talked to a general manager who told me that Mike Vrabel was too large to be a good head coach in the NFL, or he's too intimidating to others. I think I would have gotten laughed out of the city.
Maybe, yeah.
Diana says it, and it's like, what do we make of it? I'm like, what have we made of everything that Diana says about Vrabel? But I don't know. 615-737-1025 is our phone number if you want to weigh in. Again, that's 615-737-1025. Joe Rexroad is going to join us. We are not going. We are, yes, we're at the Super Bowl, I know. But we are not going to miss Jared versus Joe. We are going to get into it. And we haven't had the opportunity to get to this today, but we do need at some point in Jared versus Joe to discuss Joe's favorite basketball coach. You know who I'm talking about. Jerry Stackhouse.
Joey Stackhouse.
We're going to have to talk about that because I watched a little bit of the game last night, but all I saw was that they gave up about 100 gazillion points and lost to a Kentucky team that had no fight at home last Saturday. And so I'm sure that'll be a part of that. Jared versus Joe's next, live from Radio Row. It's Super Bowl 58 at Stillman & Company on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.